From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States is dismissing China's plan for a dual suspension in an effort to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula following the North's latest missile launches. Foreign Minister Wang Yi called for a halt to the North's missile and nuclear programs while calling on the U.S. and South Korea to end joint military exercises. The U.S. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley told the U.N. Security Council such a proposal might have been considered for any other leader than Kim Jong-un.
It is an unbelievable, irresponsible arrogance that we are seeing coming out of Kim Jong-un at this time. And I think all the member states recognize that, and they're all sitting back now trying to figure out how we move forward.
In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said the U.S. stands ready to engage in conditional talks.
Our joint military exercises are transparent, they're defense-oriented, and have been carried out regularly and openly under the Combined Forces Command for going on 40 years. And they're designed to increase readiness and defend the Republic of Korea, protect the region, maintain stability in the Korean Peninsula, and they're also a demonstration of U.S. commitment to the alliance.
He said new ways must be found to convince Pyongyang to end both its missile and nuclear programs. Libya's Eastern Administration has called for elections next year. It's another sign of its earlier rejection of the authority of the UN-backed unity government in Tripoli. The Tobruk-based parliament has withdrawn its support of the Government of National Accord, or GNA, as its fighters struggle to regain control of oil terminals that were seized by breakaway militia that it believes are backed by the GNA. This is VOA News. The UN envoy